Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday of Coffee Tea with Me. And today it's an honor and a privilege to bring back for the umpteenth thousandth time or hundredth time our dear friend John Berksteiner from Logos Nutritionals. Did I ever tell you all I knew his daddy before I knew him? And I also knew Jill before I knew John. Unbelievable. Oh, there we go. Good morning. Is that Mr. and Mrs. what's their names?
Yes, it is. A little late.
No, never late. Never late. Good morning, Diana Paul. All right. So as I was saying, Jill introduced me to John. Actually, probably introduced John to me, something like that. But anyway, it's been side by side since sometime July 14th, probably sometime. I know the date. July 14th, 2006. Man and I have worked together first to help restore my health and then to bring this knowledge to a multitude of people in order to try to help them. Oh, a dear friend of ours just dropped in. Hello, Ruth Ann.
Hello, Mel.
All right.
And others.
Don't forget Jerome. All right. So, John, I have from two people who could not make it here for whatever reason, questions to be posed to you so that there'd be a recording answer if, in fact, there is an answer. So, the first one, let me go to a different browser. Okay. Question for John B. from Emily, a.k.a. the mother in the shoe with nine children. Okay. She wants to know how long to wait after coffee before taking MMS. Now, I explained to her that in the time frame of about 5 years when I was ill, I never drank any coffee. It just was a no-no because too much caffeine or gets everything awoke. Good word, Mel. Alive and well and back at bugging the heck out of you. So you don't want to, you know, give them any excuse to get active. And I think coffee is one of those things that will do that. So I told her I couldn't answer the question. But maybe John could. And I think I asked him this question in private, and he told me he really wasn't sure either because he wasn't as even well-versed as I am with WPS. So I told him we'll have to probably wait if that be the case. But we both agreed you should not be drinking coffee if you are fighting a toxic disease. Is that correct, sir?
Well, certainly can complicate things more. You know, the more stimulants that we are bringing on board, you know, you have to deal with the ramifications of that. But yeah, I'm definitely not an expert in MMS or WPS. I guess that's what we're calling it now. But obviously, you don't want to take that stuff and take in antioxidant. Things with antioxidant properties at the same time because you're counteracting each other that way.
If you want to know what my cardiologist told me about coffee, don't drink it if you got a heart problem. And I have coverage of that. I can say it's true because I tried it. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
All right, well, we know that coffee is a definite no-no on a multitude of levels. It's probably one of those things that's right behind sugar. All right, the next question is what I would call, this is not great English, kids, a lollapazooa, because I can't enunciate it properly. And it's from a dear friend of ours, Victoria, the Russian bombshell. How are you doing? Hope you're okay. That's how it always starts. You recommended me to order the full protocol and contact you. But unfortunately now, this has been going on for 10 years. About, John, 10 years with Victoria? But unfortunately... Huh?
Probably so, yeah.
Okay. But unfortunately, I cannot currently take many supplements due to very bad acid reflux and, according to inflamed throat and esophagus, burnt with hypochloric acid from my stomach. Okay. Also, my levels of copper in my blood does not allow me to take supplemental copper. I do not know why. And good old MMS is not good for me either and never has been. But I can do without my current condition without it. Also, I found today that an old bottle doesn't appear to be good anymore. Well, I found out she's had it for 5 years and she hardly ever uses it and doesn't keep it in a dark, cool place. I am totally frustrated. Well, after 10 years, my dear, I would be too, okay? But the thing is, you just never give up. Now it's not good for drinking. That's talking about the WPS. What do I think? Well, I told her that it can't be kept anywhere where the sun gets on it. It's never used. And that I would get another bottle if she's going to continue to use it. How can I feel better? And this is lasting for 17 years already. Okay, dear friend, please get back to me. Well, John, I told her that I'm not qualified to suggest alternatives to replace the things that she can't take from our protocol, because that's not anything that I do. Look for alternatives. Okay. And I said, well, maybe John can help. Hey, maybe Dr. Edward Griffin can help. And hey, maybe Robert Scott Bell can help. But Victoria, I'm unable to help you any more than I've already done, because this is not an area for me of expertise. John, I know this is equally as frustrating for you. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I've actually spent a good bit of time with her over the years because she has some very unique, specific challenges that most people don't. I'm not going to get into that here because it's her personal information and it's not appropriate to do that. But yeah, there are always things that we can try that are different based on her response to things. But you know, that's much more of a one-on-one scenario where, you know, we try things. She definitely has some unique challenges that most people don't when it comes to processing different types of nutrients and methylation pathway defects and things like that. So, yeah, I'll have to spend some more time with her one-on-one.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, I could report that to her and that'll be promising. I'm going to read this in both Griffin and Scott's calls, see if they can come up with any ideas as well.
Good.
Oh, all right. So I think that takes care of the two that who wish they were here but said they're going to listen to these calls so that if there was any response, they would be sure to get it. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next. Okay, as I mentioned, John, this call is now going to be appropriately adopted into the new registration form page so that people, before they even get going here, become somewhat familiar with the protocols they're going to be involved with, a better understanding of what it's all going to do, because you're going to take us all one more time through the three stages of our protocol, if you would, sir, be so kind.
Certainly. Did someone, did I hear someone maybe had a question or something before we got started?
Well, it was a possibility. If anyone has a question, could you hit star 5 now? Okay, I thought it was just that. All questions, if any questions, will be answered when we complete this part of the call. Oh, wait, yes, of course. It's Mr. and Mrs. What's-Their-Names, Diane and Paul. Come in.
Hi, everyone. This is Diane. Hi, John. Hi, Mel.
Hello, sweet lady.
Hi. I want to kind of going back to the coffee thing. My concern these days is mold. And in your protocol, I'm a little confused about, is the monolaurin something that would address mold? And I guess I'm concerned about mold in food. And I've heard there is a lot of mold in coffee. And I don't know if anybody knows if that's true or if you're aware of anything that relates to that, mold and food and how we combat eating mold.
Okay, well, let me just start with what I know, and then I'm going to turn John loose because I'm sure he knows more. Now, I have read over the years, more than one time now, that some coffees can have mold because of the shipping. In other words, what country, how is it shipped, okay, what proportions did the manufacturer or the producer take in not allowing it to develop and transport? Well, you got to figure the more carbs, the chance of some mold. And certainly, despite the fact that I love cheese, you got to be careful with cheese as well. And there are also some nuts that we've been warned against that from time to time have had mold. John, you want to add to that?
Sure. Well, obviously, mold is an issue that we all need to be aware of. And any kind of food, especially food that has to be brought across the country or across the world, you know, to go from one country to another for consumption, you've always got issues with how that product was protected, how much heat and humidity and exposure to other things, you know, can affect that. And so if you have enough humidity, you're going to promote the growth of mold in pretty much any environment, at least any environment that's, you know, an industrial type environment. So, mold is a big issue and certainly can be an issue with coffee. It can be an issue with any kind of food that we're ingesting, and we need to be aware of that and be careful. Obviously, mold, history with usually repeated exposures to mold is something we see very, very commonly in this community. And it has far-reaching ramifications in the body in terms of the way that mycotoxins are received by the body. The body perceives them as estrogens. So they literally slow down thyroid function and make everything in the body function sluggishly, if that's a word. So mold is a big deal and definitely something we see a lot in this community. The antifungal, antiviral, antimicrobial, monolaurin is one of the tools that we have in our resource bag here, and certainly can be beneficial topically and environmentally. Kathy's product is very helpful for mold control. Mold is an issue environmentally and in the foods that we eat that we need to be very aware of and cautious with.
So monolaurin is one of in our protocol that would help combat that.
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. All right. Thanks.
Let me talk a little bit more about mold, because, man, it is huge, huge issue. If you're in a mold environment, okay, and there have been many people who have come to learn that they're in a mold environment, I would say that more than half the population is in a mold environment and just doesn't know it. But you've got to eradicate mold, because if you're in a mold environment, you are putting such a stress on your immune system, you will slow down your own restoration quite a bit. And let me tell you, if it's in the where you live, it's not cheap to get rid of it. So that's my other 2 cents. I mean, I was happy to get out of Tennessee. I was even happier to get out of Houston. I would have never achieved really great health like I'm enjoying here in Colorado because of the amount of moisture that was constantly in the air in both those places. Now that I've ruined the day, I'm very sorry, but that's the truth. You guys didn't hang up, did you?
Still here, just listening.
Okay. All right.
We're all just holding our breath.
Say what?
Are you all meaning to jump into the protocol now? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think she's finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure? Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, so let's talk about this protocol. Talk about this protocol a little bit. So my dad was a board-certified OBGYN that was a pioneer of natural medicine. He came from the sickness industry, but always stood out like a sore thumb because he wasn't just there to treat people. He was there to cure people. And he was very well loved because of that and his 40-year practice. But he was taken from us too early. And unfortunately, he is now with the Lord. But he left behind an incredible legacy because he gave me the instructions on how to complete and finalize what now is known as the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol. And that forms the foundational basis of other protocols that we have in many cases, such as our Lyon Protocol, our Morgellons Protocol, and several others. Because these components are so foundational, in the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, they literally support every organ and organ system in the body and support our ability to make energy at the cellular level and clear toxins from our body and rebalance and re-educate our immune system. So that's the kind of the 30,000 foot view of what's going on with this protocol. But the products in this protocol have been around for a long time, and each one individually has been under continuous improvement. As new forms of nutrients come available, we upgrade every product and always have done that, always will do that. I'm about to make a change in the next batch that we do of our FitCoast product, which is for blood sugar support and insulin resistance. I'm going to add a fat-soluble version of vitamin B1 to it in the next product that comes out, or the next batch that comes out. And that's just to help save the energy even more. So the products in the base protocol, whether it's the Lyon protocol or the Morgellons protocol, are the same in the base protocol. And those are the complete thymic formula. That is a very, very comprehensive multivitamin, multimineral, multiglandular that supports, as I said, all of the you know, organ systems in the body and so forth. Really, it's a very, very comprehensive smorgasbord of nutrients that are all presented in their most absorbable forms and at therapeutic dosages. And rebalancing the immune system requires a focus on supporting the thymus gland, because the thymus is the master gland of our immune system. You know, you've all heard of T cells. They call them T cells because they come from our thymus. And this product literally has thymus in it. So when you deliver thymus glandular proteins and hormones into the body, you're delivering not only gland-specific nutrients, but information that's encoded in the RNA and DNA of those proteins. There's no other way to impart to the body. You can't do it with a drug. This is a different message that we're coming to the body with, and that is, here's all the information that you need to get your act together and rebalance your immune response. The product does that and does extremely well, because it's been around since 1996 is when that product was brought to the world by my father. But he quickly realized way back then that so many people that we were trying to help, people that had chronic illness, they had compromised organ function, they had compromised digestive ability, so they really weren't in any position to take advantage of all the benefits of the thymic formula. And that's why he began expanding the protocol, and the first thing that we added was the flora. Essential flora is, obviously probiotics are extremely important. We have many more cells within our gut than we do in our own cells of our body. And there's this incredible relationship, symbiotic relationship that we have with these beneficial bacteria that are in our gut. And we do a lot of things to compromise that, and it's important. It's very, very important to restore the balance of power down there and have the good guys in control. And then, as I said, so many people that we were trying to help, back in those days, most of our customers came from the hepatitis community, because Dad had hepatitis and overcame it, and that's kind of how this whole thing came about to begin with. So obviously liver support was extremely important for those folks, and liver CS Plus was the next thing that we added. Essential digestion is digestive enzymes to help that digestive process. We need to be able to break down nutrients and incorporate them into our tissues effectively. Enzymes help us to do that, to break down food and metabolize, the nutrients that we get from it. That's very important. And between the essential digestion, the flora, and the liver CS, that's half of the base protocols, all aimed at digestion, trying to restore our ability to absorb and assimilate nutrients effectively and get rid of toxins that are burdening our body and messing with our metabolism. Essential omegas was next, and that's obviously is your omega fatty acids, 3, 6, and 9 are all included in there. It's literally brain food. Very powerful anti-inflammatory action with omegas, and just lowering the inflammation in cardiovascular risk profile dramatically. That's what it does in our protocol. Magnot Cal was next, and that's a bone health formula and heart health formula. And it's very, very unique because it doesn't have calcium in it. Most bone health formulas, most all of them have calcium in it, and most of them have way too much calcium and not enough magnesium. So this is a product we originally called Magnifical. We had to change the name of it to Magnot Cal for a lot of reasons, but one, to emphasize the fact that there's no calcium in this incredible bone health formula. But we have seen incredible results and feedback from people with dealing with calcification issues in the body of all types, bone spurs, kidney stones, all kinds of calcification issues. We've gotten incredible feedback on, and just lowering overall calcium scores and lowering the amount of calcification in the arteries as well, which obviously has incredible ramifications for long term health. So that's the base protocol. We add to that the Renaissance whey protein to kind of supercharge the protocol to provide all the amino acids, which are building blocks for protein and what our body needs for regeneration, for the process of regeneration. So the whey protein is extremely powerful because you don't have to do anything to it to utilize it. You know, you can give it to a 90-year-old man and it won't bloat him and make him uncomfortable the way regular protein powders can do. It is already completely pre-digested, and all that's really there now is amino acids, individual amino acids, and very small, very biologically active peptides, like 2 to 5 amino acids long, very small, very active peptides. So that is the base protocol and the way these things support all of the different organs and organ systems in the body. And we could literally sit here for 24 hours and go into all of the ways. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But,
right, but I always say, John, sorry to interrupt, to make it simple for everybody, it's the way they interact with one another. It's the synergy that presents the beauty of the protocol.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay,
that's
well,
the power of the protocol, too.
I understand. Okay, so let's just see if there's any questions before we start going into extensions, because then it could get a little complicated. We take it one step at a time, keep it simple, and then everybody's going to understand. And if you don't understand, this is a great time to get up there, hit *5, or scream, I need some help, because we want everyone to comprehend everything in order to be able to utilize it to its max potential. Oh, Mel, sound good today. You know, John, I've been having fun doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
So, do we have any questions? Either scream out or hit *5. We'll take it. Nope, doesn't look like there are any questions at this time about the basic. All righty. So, let's go ahead onto what we call the MOG extension.
All right. So the MOG extension are like when people first get on this protocol, we want them to get on the base protocol first so that we can kind of clean things up, you know, right? Clear the detox pathways, clear the burden of toxicity, and so forth, it's all about building a strong defense, right? And before we start on the offense. And then the second month, typically, we will recommend that people add the protocol extension, which introduces more offensive tools to the scenario to try to reduce the overall burden of toxicity and overall burden of infection in the body. Start to accelerate the removal of biofilm and lowering of inflammation and so forth, just accelerate healing. So the first thing that we add in that in the protocol extension would be magnifazyme, and magnifazyme is a systemic enzyme called seropeptase, which is the name of the enzyme, but we call it magnifazyme, and it is designed to improve our cardiovascular health and boost our immunity, dramatically lower inflammation. and help to break down biofilm in concert with other parts of the base protocol, such as the Magnot Cal, which, as I mentioned before, removes calcium from the soft tissues, puts it back into the bone and teeth where it belongs. But it turns out targeting calcium in the soft tissues is a real blessing for people dealing with Morgellons or Lyme, because calcium is a major constituent of biofilm. And so when you have a tool that can target that, you can break up the three-dimensional structure of the biofilm and make the pathogens that you're targeting more accessible, both by the immune system, your own immune system, and by any kind of agents that you're bringing to bear to try to lower infection. Biofilm is very important, especially in chronic illness, and to have a way to deal with that is a tremendous blessing. That's where magnesium comes in. Monolarn, we talked about a little bit earlier. It's a fatty acid that comes from coconuts. It's the active form of lauric acid, which is a very well documented antimicrobial, antifungal, you name it. It's crazy. Antiviral as well. I've seen people lower their infection load or from viral load from hepatitis C dramatically just using Monolarn to do it. Vitamin D is also included, and this is just one of those things. It's a reflection of the modern sickness industry. Vitamin D is typically totally ignored when it's one of the most important nutrients there is for how your immune system functions and how your hormones function, bone health, brain function, sleep. It's absolutely crazy how important vitamin D is. And we all are told to stay out of the sun and slather a bunch of poisonous chemicals on our skin to protect us from the sun. And most people are deficient in vitamin D. If your vitamin D is below 50, you should take vitamin D every day until you get it to 50. Because your vitamin D levels that are below 50 put you at risk for all kinds of problems in the body. We are born to be in the sun, and obviously everything can be overdone, but we make more vitamin D when we're exposed to the sun than we could take, orally. In 2 hours, at least kids do. People that are old like me, we don't make vitamin D efficiently anymore. But that's one of the more reasons why we still need to be taking it, because we can't make it as efficiently as we used to. Very important, though.
I take it every day.
Yeah, I do too. If your vitamin D is below 50, stick with it until it's over 50. And if it's in the teens, you're in extreme danger of all kinds of issues, breakdowns in the body. It's an absolute emergency. MSM, now MSM is in the Lyme, isn't it, now?
Is that it?
I think Candida Root is the only other one in the morgue extension. And Candida Root
is very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all have to break the bad food habit. And Candida Root somehow has a way of helping in that venue.
Well, it certainly does. It's a very powerful blend of herbs, antifungal herbs and nutrients, that lower our body's level of yeast and other pathogens. And so it's an antifungal product for sure, but it's also antimicrobial, antiviral. And You know, part of the problem with the cycle that we get into with yeast overgrowth is the sugar cravings and all of that. And Candida root can be very, very helpful in breaking all that up because when you knock down the population of yeast, your sugar cravings are not near as bad. Candida is very, very much a blessing in both regards, in helping lower our burden of yeast and other pathogens, and lowering our some of the behaviors that contribute to yeast overgrowth to begin with.
Too many carbs. Too many carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got a question. Okay, from Fancy Nancy in the Carolinas. Come in, Fancy.
Hey, John.
Hey, sweetie.
Oh, Martha. Good to hear your voice. How is on our B vitamin? Do we have D2 added into that also?
We have D3 and K2 in the protocol, and those are both in the Magnot Cal. And thymic, there's also some in thymic.
Okay. The, I can't remember now how to say it. One ends with a Z-N-E, I think.
Magnezyme.
Yeah, that,
Magnezyme?
Yeah, that I couldn't take it because I've taken a blood thinner. Is that correct?
Well, it does thin your blood. So if you take it, you might have to adjust your blood thinner medication.
Okay. You'll only take 5 milligrams.
Yeah, I would probably just coordinate that with your doc.
Okay, well, I haven't been taking it because we talked about that one time before, but it sounds like it's got a lot of good benefits in it.
Well, take the bottle in, see the next appointment, and show the doc and see what they say.
I will. I've got my heart doctor, you know, they still have not figured out what's going on with my blood pressure. And he's decided to run some kind of test on my kidneys to see if that's affecting my blood pressure. But I've never had any problems with my kidneys. So how does that connect with the blood pressure?
Well, the kidneys are your blood's filter. And so when your filter gets clogged, blood pressure goes up, basically, to oversimplify things.
Yeah, well, mine is crazy. It goes up and down, both numbers. They never are the same. We have to take them every morning and every night. And so he's decided to run that test. But if there's something there with the filter with that, that doesn't mean dialysis, does it?
No, not necessarily. Dialysis becomes necessary when your body can no longer keep up with, you know, filtration of toxins out of your
urine. System.
Yeah. Well, I was doing so good, and then all of a sudden I started having problems with that, and they've been trying to figure out probably close to a year what's going on with my blood pressure. And then about the 1st of June, they think I got bit by a brown recluse spider, but I really don't think that's what it is. But I've got two big old sores, one on one leg and another one on the other leg, right across from each other, and one of them's right at the ankle, and I had to go to the doctor for that, and they x-rayed it, and they said I was getting infection in my bone. And I've been taking an antibiotic for that, but it's the sore itself has got smaller, but all around it is still red and inflamed and sort of running some lines from it. And so I'm sort of concerned about that because it's been, you know, about a month as it's been going on, and it's the sore is smaller, but the red area where they said the infection was actually going into my ankle bone is still red and still so sore I can hardly walk on it.
Wow.
And I don't think it was from a spider bite. I mean, I'd never seen any spiders or don't think that's what it was. And now I have a, on my left side, way down low, it is so sore and painful in my back right there. So it just started probably about a week ago, and I don't know, have no idea what's causing that. I've got several doctor's appointments next week. But I just get so sick of going to doctors because it don't seem like they accomplish anything.
I have a suggestion. This call is over at 1:30. Would you have time to meet with me and Mel just for 3 minutes after it?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd be glad to.
Okay.
You know that.
I'd like to go a little bit deeper and ask you a few more things, and I don't want to kill all of our time doing that.
That's fine.
I have something I do want to also share with you, so we'll talk after the meeting.
All right. See, that Nancy, Fancy Nancy is a fan favorite, so you stick around when the call's over. And John
I know
and I
will
quiz you.
This is Ruth Ann. I would like to possess, give you a question that I have now that I've listened to some people, and it may not take much time at all, hopefully.
Don't worry about it.
John, you know my situation. Hopefully you'll have just enough memory of it to help me out here. I have been treated by a medical doctor thinking that I was over Morgellons. Now, Mel has been keeping up with me like a good human does with a friend. He's been calling me, and he's been keeping up with me. I've been in and out of the hospital since about two and a half years ago. I've been mostly in the hospital. And I would like to talk to you about that situation, and I can explain it fairly quickly. Now, if you don't want to, or if you want to, I don't care. I've got all day, but, you know, you may not have all day. I can explain it real quickly. I was sitting on the couch one day, never had a problem with this. I had to get up and go to the bathroom. Yes, that's not the issue. And so I got up to go to the bathroom, and my son was sitting there with me, and I could not walk, I could get about half a step, and I'd fall down. My son was sitting there with me, and my husband had previously passed away. And Terry helped me get to the bathroom on my own 2 feet, and the next day I couldn't walk at all. And I've been that way ever since. I have no idea why. Nobody has no idea why. My son has started taking care of me back then, and I've been in the hospital basically ever since. They don't know what's wrong with me. I have come, you know, John, the way God acts with people, he can get a something through to them that can all of a sudden explode inside of you that you know and you don't understand why you didn't ever get it before. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so yesterday, what was wrong with me, which the medical doctors have not been able to determine anything wrong with me. I am on hospice now, and I don't like hospice. I think it's a killing. What do I want to say? But we won't talk about that. They don't treat you to keep you alive. They treat you to have a good going away, if you know what
I'm
saying.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't approve of it anymore. But I have no choice in the matter because my son takes care of me. Da 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 da. So,
yes, ma'am.
And he is a boy, and I'm a girl, and you know he agrees with the doctors, and I can't walk, so I haven't been able to really do too much about it because they go along with him. for the most part. Yeah.
And they don't have any idea why you're not able to walk?
No, nobody does. My legs are weak, but I came up with an idea today. It is return of Morgellons. Not that it had gone away. I didn't have it anymore. At least I thought. Never had any problems since in that respect. But now I'm beginning to think, and all of a sudden it popped into my head, that I am back with Morgellons again. Now, I'll leave that up to you. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I am. Anyway, regardless of all of that, I think getting back on as much medicine from you as I can afford, which isn't a whole lot, I would be what I want to say, and the better side of chances of getting older. I turned 83 this month, last month.
Wow.
That's all I've got to say.
Again.
What?
I said, well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, John. You too. I know you had a birthday.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Okay?
Yes.
Do you have any biting or stinging?
Yes.
Do you have crawling sensations?
Do I have what?
Crawling sensations.
Yes.
Okay, so I will give you a full-blown call on Tuesday, and we will review your symptoms and have you apply for the He Cures All Foundation funding.
Okay, we'll talk about that, because I don't think there's a lot involved in all that. And
don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
We can make
it if I need
quite
to.
Simple. Okay, well, we'll talk about it on Tuesday, because I no longer work on Mondays. Oh, by the way, in case anyone doesn't know, I no longer work Mondays and Wednesdays. I've changed my days off. I needed to do that to get a little more flexibility for me, which was good. Will be good for my creativity. So Tuesday is the next coaching day, two sessions, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, yes, Saturday, and Sunday. So I will talk to you all about this on Tuesday.
What time? Or about what time?
Well, I'm not going to wake you up in the morning, okay? So I probably call you after my nap, which would be about 2 o'clock my time, which would make that, I think, 4 o'clock your time. Before dinner.
I'm Eastern.
Yeah, I know where you are. You didn't move, did you?
No, I didn't, and I missed
you. I'm the only crazy who's moved 3 times in 4 years. Please, give me a break.
Oh, I haven't moved at all. Well,
I know.
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll see you on Tuesday, and we'll do the very best we can, as we've always done for you.
Absolutely, you know, correct.
I never let you slip away from this group, not at all.
No, you didn't, and anyone needs to be aware of that. Mel is a friend forever.
Thank
well,
you, Ruth.
I don't know if that's always true, but he is, for me, been a friend for a long time.
All righty. John, are we done with the more? Are we what?
Yeah, I think we did the extension.
Okay, so are any questions about the morgue extension before we move on to the line? No, I don't see any hands up and no one's screaming. All right, John, let's go ahead to the line, which once you get there, okay, if you're going to stick it out, and not everybody can. This is not an easy fix, toxic disease. I've many times said that I think cancer is easier to cure than the toxic diseases that we have to deal with. All
Amen.
Right. Amen is right. Is that Nancy, Fancy Nancy over there with the amen?
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, that was the first thing we fixed. That was the first thing we fixed for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it's not a joke, it's not a lie, and it's not a tease. For me, it's easier than toxic disease. All right. Next, the Lyme extension. And once you get there, you will stay there as you go through until the restoration is complete. And then, like a lot of the people who leave here, well, they stay on the basic plus maybe one or two other things that their personal need dictates. So let's get into it, John.
All right. Well, the Lyme-based protocol is identical to the Morgellon-based protocol, and the Lyme extension is very similar but a little bit more broader. It has the magnifazyme and the monolarn and the D3 and candida rib that we talked about with the Morgellon's protocol extension. But it also has olive leaf extract, and olive leaf is a beautiful thing. The Bible talks about the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations, and in the verse that describes the river of life being lined by these olive trees. And olive leaf is an extremely valuable, broad-spectrum, natural antimicrobial. It's very, very amazing how many types of pathogens that it has activity against. It also is very, very helpful for lowering blood pressure, which is just an added benefit. Not one that we, that's not why we put it in there. We put it in there for the antimicrobial benefits, but certainly helping with heart health is a great thing. MSM is the other product that is in the Lyme protocol extension, and it's basically just bioactive sulfur. It targets the soft tissues in the body, supports joint health, and helps promote our detox pathways as well. So the Lyme protocol extension is just a little bit broader in scope than the Morgellon's protocol extension.
Is that it, John?
That's the products in the extension, yeah.
Okay. So there should be, or there might be, a question or two now. And I think we ought to go around the room and let everyone say hi. And if they got one, they'll give it. And if they don't, well, we'll just keep going around and letting people say hello. So we're going to start with, that's you, John. Can't start with you. That is you. Alice in Wonderland, come in.
Oh, goodness. I do have, I've got a couple of few questions, actually.
It's only two for a dollar, you know.
Yeah. Now, John, I know that you, you're not against ivermectin, but can ivermectin be added into our protocol of the Logos and the WPS, and if it can, when would you do it? When would you add it?
Yes, it can. Obviously, you need a doctor to get involved to get the kind that is manufactured for humans and requires a prescription. This is one of the safest drugs on the planet and one of the most effective drugs on the planet. Why it's not available over the counter is beyond me, especially after what we've been through in the last 5 years.
Money.
But, you know, you would take it, I would just look at it the same way you do the other offensive components and take it the same time you do any of those.
Okay.
I don't think there's any I don't think there's any issue with where you take it in conjunction to MMS, but maybe Mel might have a thought on that.
You know, John, in the old days, in the very beginning, we tried it in the form of the horse version, okay? And it had really no effect at that point in time. But we now find, in conjunction with those who have been utilizing it with the protocol, that this distinct possibility, it may aid in getting you well a little bit quicker, which is something that everybody always wants. They want to get out of here sooner than later. So, I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm only telling you, God forbid I got this disease again. Boom, 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 I'd give it a shot. Okay? And there are other things that this thing does, ivermectin, that are really quite marvelous. So I have no qualms. Just talk to me, okay, before you do it. I'll give you whatever insights I possess. But again, I didn't write a book. I'm probably never going to write a book unless the people from Bible keep asking me if they would like me to help them. They would like me to have them help me write a book. And the outline of the book has been here for about a year or two now. It's called The ABCs of Toxic Disease. And maybe at some point in time, if there's ever enough money to hire some help, I could get down with those people from Bible Gateway and get that book put together. Okay, because I think that if you have an understanding of what this is all about, it certainly makes it less frightening to deal with. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know how I got off track, but that's not unusual. Okie dokie.
You know, Mel, I've talked to you before about the ivermectin cream that you get at horse feed stores. And recently I saw a report by a doctor that was talking about the difference between that and the stuff that you buy through a pharmacy, you know, the pill form. And apparently the horse product does contain polysorbate 80, which is a preservative that's not great, obviously, for the body. And that was the first time I had heard that. But I think you know that I have used that product before on tick bites and, you know, any kind of outbreak of the skin kind of issue, and with great success. But yeah, that is not a dangerous drug. It's just been maligned because the powers that be didn't want people using it to save their life from COVID.
Okie dokie. More insights to the reality. Okay, so let's see. Is there any other, didn't you have more than one question, Alice?
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me ask you this, Alice. Is your husband's name Ralph?
Do I?
Is your husband's name Ralph?
No.
Oh, is this the right Alice?
I don't know. You call me Alice in Wonderland. Do you have more than one?
I'm not sure anymore, but continue with your question.
Are you referring to the honeymooners?
She is.
No.
No, I'm talking about you, Mel. Are you talking about Ralph and Alice, the honeymooners?
Yeah, Norton. You know, with Ralph hanging out of the window in the kitchen, and there's the metal stairwell, and he looks up and he screams out, "Norton!" That Ralph, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to
I think Ruth Ann's the only one old enough to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes, I've watched Honeymooners. And I've watched that other one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Alice. What's your question, dear?
So fasting, John, is it okay to fast, like, if I stop all the vitamins and if I would do, like, a 48 to 36-hour fast? Is it okay to just stop those and then restart them? Because I know when I started them in the beginning, you know, when I had all the outbreaks and stuff, that won't start up again, right? Because I've cleared all that junk out, knock on wood.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I mean, it may. I mean, when you fast, you are going to be breaking into biofilm communities and you know, where our toxins are stored in our fat. When our body takes in toxicity that it can't get rid of, it stores it in our fat. So when you fast, you end up breaking down some fat and exposing yourself to some of the toxicity in the process. So you may have a little bit of a setback from a Herzheimer standpoint, but that's not going backwards. That's going backwards to go forwards, you know?
Okay.
Take one step back, go three steps forward.
Okay.
Yes, I love fasting as long as you're not a diabetic and, you know, it's going to be life-threatening, cause life-threatening situations. Fasting is absolutely amazing for the body.
Okay, now are you talking about fasting from food, or you have to stop taking the vitamins as well?
I was just talking about...
Yeah.
No, whoa. I'm asking
sorry.
John.
Thank you. Don't be sorry.
I'm assuming Jim. She's talking about fat doing like a juice fast or a water fast. Don't ever try to fast on water or without water. When we fast, our body goes into repair mode, and all that energy that is usually used in the breaking down of food and assimilation process is saved, and the body can use all that energy on house cleaning and getting rid of toxicity in the body and so forth. It's very powerful, fasting is. But it's obviously there are people who have to be careful with it because of blood sugar issues or whatever. It needs to be done under some kind of supervision, unless you have no issues like that. And then you can certainly experiment with fasting.
My question is specific. When you fast, okay, are we talking about just food? Or do you also stop taking the vitamins? That is the question.
Yeah, that's my question.
Yes. If you fast, I would go ahead and stop taking stop taking the thymic, you know, the things that are designed to be taken with food. Uh-huh. You could still take the things that are designed to be taken on an empty stomach, like the systemic enzymes, liver support is okay to take. The amino acids, if you're taking the amino acids, you can still take that when you're fasting. But most of the stuff, especially the stuff that's more difficult for the body to deal with or tolerate, then you know, it's perfectly fine to take a break because your body's going into massive detox mode anyway when you fast.
Okay.
All right, I think we've got the answer. Is that good for you, Alice?
Yeah. Thank you, John. And then the
You're
last
welcome.
Thing I wanted to ask, thank you. I came across a site called True Med. It's all in one word, TRUEMED.com. And
mm-hmm.
I wondered if you were ever or going to join something like that, because I could use my health savings card to buy my vitamins. And I didn't know if I could still use my health savings card when I call to order my vitamins with you guys.
Well, HSA, FSA eligibility is, I'm very much hoping there are going to be some changes made in it with Kennedy, you know, now being involved in the Make America Healthy Again movement, you know, taking place. But as it stands now, the only products that are really eligible under HSA, FSA accounts are, let's see, I think it's folic acid, there's a glucosamine, or you know, joint health. So you would think that our product, the joint health product, would be eligible. It's very narrow. What is eligible, you know, as far as what they say, this is it. These are eligible. However, any supplement that is prescribed by your physician can be eligible if you're the person who's running your HSA plan agrees to allow it. So anything can be eligible if it's prescribed by your doctor and your company allows it. Hopefully, though, it's going to be expanded.
Okay, let me interject here, okay? First of all, instead of me getting commission personally, you all get discounts. They were negotiated long, long time ago. And you're not going to find a better product at any price, let alone less, than you're going to find here. Let's move on. Okay.
No, I agree. I was just asking if you would have that. That way that would help me purchase my vitamins using the HSA card that I put that money aside. I mean, that would be awesome. I don't want to buy any other product.
No, I understand. If, in fact, it comes to be, there'll be a large announcement, I assure you.
Okay.
Well, even now, Mel, under current law, if she can get her doctor to put in writing that she needs to take this protocol, she should be able to pay for it through her HSA if her company will allow it.
Get
and
that.
The company should allow it because they should want you to spend as much pre-tax as you can because they save money on their payroll taxes when you do that.
Hey, you guys, can I say something real quick? On that TrueMed.com, I only got there because I purchased a walking pad, which is like a treadmill, but you walk on it. You could run on it if you wanted to, but I purchased it using my HSA card on this TrueMed.com. It let me use my card. I was excited. They had other supplements on there. I was like, oh wow! I wish Logos was on here. That's all I wanted to mention to you. Because I thought that was very, you know, awesome.
Okay, well, the next time you want to buy something, okay, I want you to get a mini trampoline.
What?
Oh, yeah. You think I'm kidding you, huh? Put a mini trampoline in the search engine. See how it goes up. It's one of the best things you could do for an exercise for 30 seconds to a minute.
I already got a knee trampoline.
Okay, good. Just don't break your neck.
It's called a rebounder.
Rebounder.
Yeah.
Now, I remember having to get one with handles, not to rebound on the floor. All right, let's move on to Mr. and Mrs. Oh, what's their name? Diane and Paul.
No, we're good right now, Mel. No more questions.
All right. So let's go ahead and move along. And Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Come in, Jen. All right. I guess we'll have to come around to her. Let's see. Ah! Now, here's a man who's very, very serious about getting better. I'd like to say hi to Dale. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mel. Hey, John.
Hey.
I was just, appreciate your, wanted to say I appreciate your time coming here. I did want to, I did have a quick question about the calcium that's in the thymic formula.
Uh-huh.
Is there any risk of, so a year ago I had a kidney stone and had to have that surgery to get that removed.
Yes.
Is there any risk of that type of calcium, like forming kidney stone or contributing to that? Or I'll just
not
worry
if you're
about
on
that.
Our protocol. Not if
okay.
you're on our protocol, because you'll be taking the Magnot Cal, which is that's what it's for. That's what it does. It's go into the body and recruit calcium out of the soft tissues where it doesn't
mm-hmm.
belong and put it back into the bones and teeth. So, yeah, I mean, even in thymic, there's some calcium in there, but there's also magnesium offsetting it.
Okay.
But it's true.
And that,
hardly anybody is calcium deficient, and almost everybody is magnesium deficient.
Okay. And that the stone that they found, they had found it on a scan, actually, when I was put in the hospital for diverticulitis, and this is actually before I got on the protocol, so it had been there a while. They didn't do anything with it because they said, well, it's not bothering you. We won't worry about it. But then a couple of years later is when it all of a sudden I was in pain after going down some water slides at Great Wolf Lodge. Maybe it knocked it loose or something. But and then I did want to mention what she was talking about the flex spending or HSA. I'm able to purchase the logo supplements using a letter of medical necessity that my doctor agreed to fill out, saying that that I need to take
That's
those
need.
Supplements. So
you need
yeah,
that, and you need your administrator that has to say that we'll accept that. Yeah, I've looked into this, and I didn't look at TrueMed, but I looked at another company, and basically they had a network of doctors that would generate the letter of medical necessity for you if you put your products into their system. But it just I can't remember exactly why we didn't go forward with them, but it may have been I'm having a brain fart at the moment why I didn't pull the trigger with those people. But, yeah, it's just very important, and there's no reason why products like ours, real natural medicines, shouldn't be eligible to be purchased through your HSA. There's no reason
right.
in the world. So I'm very
right.
hopeful that that's gonna change, and they're going to open it up to more than the limited stuff that they have already.
Yeah, hopefully RFK Jr. will be working on that. And there was a website I purchased a red light therapy light from, and they actually
mm-hmm.
had, when you purchased the light from them, they had an option where you could use FSA, but I think you had to pay like a little extra, and basically they had one of their doctors on staff basically write an LNM for you. You just had to fill
mm-hmm.
out a few questions like why you need the product and that type of thing. But I'm not sure if that's something you could put on your site as well one day, but I could.
I hope so. Believe me. I definitely
yeah.
want to.
All right. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Good to talk
well,
to
now
you.
Now, for all of you listening, you can hear that this young man went above and beyond the norm to incorporate in his own personal restoration even more information that is extremely helpful. Good job, young man. I always had great faith in you. I once bet $10 you would be out of here by Christmas.
Well, I hope so.
All right.
Thanks,
have
Mel.
A blessed
I appreciate it.
And my best to all the kids.
Thank you.
All right. Fancy Nancy, you got any questions?
No, I got a lot of questions, but it's hard to think of which one I'm going to ask.
All right, well, then we'll hold off until later. How about you, Yolanta? Do you have any questions? Come in, Yolanta. All right, let's see if we can pick up. How about you, Jen? Are you back at this time? She's still having Lebanese leftovers. All right. I guess that's it. Is there anybody else who might have a question for either John or I at this time? This would be the right time to speak up.
I have one short question, probably for John, maybe for Mel. Spiritually, how does our faith interfere, or not interfere, with our spiritual beliefs or, you know, biblical beliefs? I'm talking about biblical beliefs.
Okay, well, let me not being as good a Christian as John, let me go first.
Okay.
In the early days of this website, there were a few times that I jumped down someone's throat for picking on people for different reasons religiously. And he kept telling me, if they don't have a good interaction with Jesus Christ, God, they won't get well. And I would tell him he was crazy. Well, let me tell you, after 16 years, if you don't have a spiritual component incorporated into what we call the sum of the parts, I actually doubt that you can get well. I don't know why, okay, but I've seen it time and time again, okay, because I see just about everything that goes on here. So I think it's important to have belief in something much bigger than all of us, okay? And there is no better place than the Bible. That's my thoughts. John?
Amen, Mel. Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously, I've been trying to walk with the Lord for a long time now, and there are so many things that we don't get to understand while we're still here, stuck in this flesh. But God's told us in His Word that we are made in His image, and because of that, we are made for eternity. And the only question is, are we going to spend eternity with Him and in His presence, and in the presence of all of our loved ones who made the same choice, or are we going to spend it separated from Him? So, you know, it's my greatest prayer is that everyone that I interact with through my company will be shown in some small way Jesus. Because what good does it do to help someone get their life back if they're only here for, you know, all men are like grass, and we're all, you know, this whole, everything we see, hear, and feel is all passing away, and we're all here for a short time. So what good does it do to help someone extend their short, brief stay in this body, only to have them fade into eternity in hell? I mean, so for me, Logos, the very name of the company is trumpeting the name of Jesus, because that's where the name comes from. It comes from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Everything that was made by Him. In the verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we recognized Him not. And so God revealed Himself to us 2,000 years ago in a flesh-made man named Jesus.
He lived a sinless, perfect life and died on a cross to pay the penalty for our sins once and for all sin, past, present, and future. And I just pray if there's anybody on this call or whoever hears this call that has not tried to investigate who Jesus is and come to a point where they're ready to surrender their heart to him, I pray that happens and that they at least do their own personal investigation. Because if I'm right and Jesus is who he says he is, obviously rejecting him comes at a huge cost. And if he's not, then I've spent my life being loving and serving and trying to be the best person I can be. And what's wrong with that? You know, and that's so. There's, to me, it's a no lose situation with Jesus. We have to deal with a lot of difficulty here in this fallen world, but we have a lot to look forward to, more than beyond our wildest imagination. What we have to look forward to. So, yeah, this all boils down for me to serving him and hopefully bringing him glory through the every transaction and relationship that we engage in.
Thank you, John. That was a wonderful description to people, even myself.
All right. Do we have any more questions? Okay. John, would you like to say anything in closing?
Oh, goodness. Just that I love you guys and gals, and rest assured that everyone in my company has every one of you in our prayers. And we're grateful for the opportunity to serve you guys, and we want to see God move in and through you and bring him glory through everything that takes place related to Logos and in the lives that we touch. So thank you, Mel, again, for inviting me today. It's been a blessing, and I hope it's been a blessing for y'all.
All right, John. Been a long time we've been doing this. This is maybe one of the two best calls ever. And again, I say this is now going to be incorporated permanently into the registration page, so people first coming to the site are going to get insights to what they're going to be going through with the protocol. All right, John, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. But don't hang up. You, Nancy, and I have to stick around for a few minutes. Everybody else, we're back tomorrow. Prayer, fellowship, and some crummy jokes. And we're back once again next Saturday. No break this week. Next Saturday, back with Dr. Edward Griffin. Everybody have a great day. We'll see most of you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. God bless you, man.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Mel.